Well, if you're glad there's power in the blood, say a big amen.
Amen.
And there is power in the blood. Thank God for it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer and we thank you for allowing Jesus to come and die on the cross and shed his blood that we might be redeemed. For we know we're not redeemed by our good works. We're not redeemed by silver or gold, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the fact that anybody can come under that blood and have their sins washed away, past, present, and future. There probably are some here today, God, and you are aware of that, of course, being omniscient. Some that are not saved yet, and I pray today that anybody here who hears the sound of the gospel today would be dealt with by you and your Holy Spirit. You'd break down their resistance and draw them to Jesus Christ. That today would be the day, the best day, the greatest day of all of their eternity, of all of their life, that they would receive Christ as Savior, knowing that his blood has paid for all of their sin, no matter what they've done. We pray you'd give our pastor liberty. Thank you that he's a man of God who preaches the Word of God. And Father, we believe what we believe because it's in the Bible. And so it's the book of books. And we rejoice to hear the Word of God proclaimed. Help us to be good listeners and then help us to be doers of the Word. In Jesus' name, amen.